Hey guys, thank you for checking out A Rock and Roll Rabbit Hole, a podcast where I ferret through my vinyl collection of about 500 records and my ever-diminishing brain of about 500 remaining brain cells, and I take a light-hearted, laid-back, positive fanboy's look at my favourite songs and bits of songs and artists that fall within a different, pointless set theme every episode. I choose from any song, part or artist that has given me joy as a listener, or a slight Norwegian wood as a musician. This is just a bit of chilled, unnecessary fun, and a warning that there's low-level humour, high-level swearing, and hopefully medium-level entertainment for your ear holes. As a lot of people do like to share their opinions these days, please let me know if you think that I've missed something in my record collection that I know and that I like by sending me an email at recyclebin@arockandrollrabbithole.com/gofeckygoodselfcockgoblin.com, and I'll get back to you. But seriously, if you do want to say hi, you can hit me up and follow the podcast on Instagram, A Rock and Roll Rabbit Hole Podcast, and you can check out the website, arockandrollrabbithole.com. There's a bunch of good stuff over there. Please rate, review, subscribe, share, all that sort of shit if you're digging the podcast. Thanks again. Apologies in advance. And here goes. Hey guys, as always, thank you so much for listening. I'm pretty sure I have havered this story before. And if you don't know what havered means, have a listen to next week's episode, episode 72. But as a huge Beatles fan, one of my greatest 4 or 5 minutes ever was seeing Paul McCartney in Nashville for the first time. And the last song of the night was the great Hey Jude. In Hey Jude, the very first thing you hear is Paul's voice singing the word hey, and then his piano chord kicks in on the word Jude.
Hey Jude.
And that got me thinking of other songs that start with a single voice. Not a group harmony setup like these nuggets.
Carry on my wayward son. Have you heard about the lonesome loser?
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight.
He's a real nowhere man.
Is this the real life?
Paperback.
Anyway, you get the perfect in-pitch picture, and I may get to harmony intros in a later episode if I stick around that long. So just a single voice starting a song. So for this episode, episode 71, I'll dig on songs that start with a single voice before the band kicks in. Episode 71, solo vocal intros. And this song I'm talking over is Talking Heads' Road to Nowhere. Always thought it was a group harmony intro, but it actually is a solo vocal intro. Check it here, where David Byrne sings Well We before the harmonies kick in.
Well, we know where we're going.
And I'm going to leave out count-ins as we dug deep on them way back in episode 3.
And we know what
so I'll open up proceedings with one of my favourite songs from Faith No More's King for a Day, Fool for a Lifetime album. And it's another quick vocal before the band kicks in. And the song's called Last to Know.
We're in rows and trees, but never.
Next up is a great Aussie New Zealand band with my favourite song from their debut album. And just quickly, here's much missed drummer Paul Hester talking about why he left the band.
Of course, that applause may never happen again to you, Paul.
This is true, this is true, and that's the risk that I want to take.
The risk you have taken. Now, 3 hours before a gig, that's pretty drastic stuff, Paul.
Yeah, I was sick. I wasn't well that day. And I had a bit of a flu. Mm-hmm. I'd been to the doctors and I'd had a vitamin B shot in the bum.
Mm-hmm.
In the bum.
Yes, yes, it is a part of the anatomy, the bum, yes, yes.
We've all got one, sir.
Yes, we do.
It's what unites us all.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I didn't feel well.
Interesting concept of world peace there, but anyway, go on.
I might run with that.
You didn't feel well.
I didn't feel well. So I left rather quickly that day. I said, you know, I had a bit of a chat. Nick had gone somewhere and I found Neil and Mark Hart and I dragged them into this room and it was very emotional and a big outpouring, a few tears and it was like America's Cup sort of thing, but in reverse. And it was great. So I started to ring up. I rang up a friend and asked him if I could stay at his house in Los Angeles and then booked a room at the Ramada at the airport and I was sort of doing all this stuff. And we went on stage in about 10 minutes after that. So we didn't tell the crew, and we just did this gig that went for about 3 hours or so, 2.5 hours. Next week it'll be about 4 hours, and then next week it'll be 6 hours. And as I get older, that gig will get longer.
Yes.
This story will get bigger.
Tell your grandchildren, the 2-week-long gig.
Yes. Yeah, but anyway, so I just, you know, sort of left. And after the gig, it was rather... I took the tape and went. And here I am.
Paul, I have to get a bit Willis-y here now. I'm going to get really tough with you. Why? Why quit?
Well, why not? You know, I don't know.
No. Cop-out answer, why?
I got a lot of things I want to do. Being in a band sort of takes you away all the time. You're always leaving places. You know, moving through and waving and signing things and, you know...
It's... The presidents do that and they don't quit.
No, but they do it for 6 or 7 months and then that's it, you know. I mean, we, you know, when you're in that sort of perpetual motion, it's a bit of an illusion that you actually go to all these places and see all these things because you don't actually get very much time to connect and it's all one-way traffic. Everyone just tells you how great you are all the time and you don't get to sort of get off that. And sort of, you know, have something happen that's sort of real. But anyway, aside from all that...
I can change that right now. I mean, you're rubbish. You're less than trash for this. There, do you feel better now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to come home. Yeah, I got a great home. I love it.
She came all the way from America. She had a blind date with destiny. And the sound of Tiawa Mutu had a truly sacred ring. Now her parents are divorced and her friends committing suicide. I'm not a story from the heart. You know what it means to me. Just say I don't walk away. Down on my knees. But please don't be mean to me. So I talk to you for an hour.
And of course, there's the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Suck My Kiss.
Well, I'm sailing, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If I didn't get a message going to my head, I am what I am. Mama, don't give a damn. Oh, baby, think you can be my girl, I'll be your man. Someone for the phone, do my tell her well done. Little old me coming from my stun gun. Beware, take care. Mama, let's have a cold ass stare. Oh, baby, please be there. So my kiss could be my share. You're talking dirty. Give to me
my kiss.
And the next couple are not singing vocals to start the track, but vocal noises. But firstly, here's Iggy Pop talking about some of his performance styles and being labelled in an awkward interview from 1977.
Tell me about punk rock, because I have heard, I've read all kinds of reviews.
I'll tell you about punk rock. Punk rock is a word used by dilettantes. And heartless manipulators about music that takes up the energies and the bodies and the hearts and the souls and the time and the minds of young men who give what they have to it and give everything they have to it. And it's a term that's based on contempt. It's a term that's based in fashion, style, elitism, Satanism, and everything that's rotten about rock and roll.
What I can't figure is whether you're acting against that label. You don't like the label.
I'm not acting.
No, I know. Reacting against the label then. Responding angrily to the label. You don't like the label. Is that right?
I don't like to hear it come out of someone's mouth.
Okay. Where do you like to hear it come out of? Listen, tell me seriously. I have never seen you perform, but I've read reviews about vomiting on the stage, about sticking pencils in your flesh, about bleeding lips, and about all those things. I want to know the purpose behind that.
The purpose or the reason?
The purpose or the reason.
I vomited. I was ill. I'm not sorry I was ill. Everyone gets ill sometimes, and I was ill one evening, and as I felt that I was going to vomit anyway, I decided I may as well do it with some style. So I did it something like this. Do you understand what I'm saying, sir?
I'm trying. You don't have to call me sir.
No, I don't have to. I forgot your name.
Here's the Stooges' vocal noise introed, Raw Power.
Dance to the beat of the living dead. Lose sleep, baby, and stay away from bed. Raw power to shoulder, come a running to you. If you're alone and you got the fear, so am I, baby, let's pull out of here. Raw power to shoulder, come a running to you. Raw power got a magic touch. Raw power is a must too much. Heaviness is a guarantee. It was made for you and me. Raw power, honey, just won't quit. Raw power, I can feel it. Raw power, here it can be beat. Popping eyes and a flashing feed. Don't you try to tell me what to do. Everybody always trying to tell me what to do. A look in the eyes of the savage girl, fall deep in love in the underworld. Raw power is shoulder from a runner to you. If you're alone and you got the shakes, so am I, baby.
And there's some Bratwurst Bane's breath before Body Jar's Another Minute. Aussie breath intro.
Our next guests are currently touring the country with Van Halen. Their debut album entitled Baby Animals, I have it right here. Danny? It achieved the impressive quadruple platinum status in their native Australia. Ladies and gentlemen, here they are, Baby Animals.
You want to feel a little warmth, a little mercy. You want to feel like this is real, but it's so cold this time of year. And everywhere you like to go is a reminder. You can smell it in the air, but this is just being unfair. I don't care, cause life was never meant to be painless. What I would give, painless. An addictive, painless. Gonna beg to be a leg of your adventure. Not gonna cry, I'm gonna laugh. It's like a little game of chance. We all anticipate the elements of nature. Yesterday was years ago, and you have nothing more to show. I don't care, cause I was always meant to be here.
Last stop on our breathing intro is this cock rock monster.
Let's talk about how songs developed.
Great.
I can't go through the whole list, but every rose has its thorn. You wrote about heartbreak on the road.
Right.
It surprises me almost to the point of shock, that you actually got your heart broken.
Right.
On the road.
We're playing Texas. Great place for country, great place for rock. And I convinced the band to play at a then, let's call it a honky-tonk, but then kind of a country bar. I would say out of a place that probably held 1,000, there's probably a couple hundred people. You know, we get done, pack up our stuff, and went back to a motel, made a payphone call, and in the middle of that conversation was not only my girlfriend's voice, but I could hear someone else voice in the background. I'm like,
so you're on the road in Texas and you're calling your girlfriend, and it becomes apparent to you that she is not alone.
That is correct. I can say this for anyone that's had their heart broken. It's much more than a heartbreak. There's almost this feeling in your gut that it trickles out almost like a feeling like you want to throw up. That is literally the night I sat down with the acoustic and wrote Every Rose Has Its Thorn. And I'm not saying I haven't had my heart punched a few times before, but this was my first what you thought was a true love affair. And then I called back and no one answered, and that is the worst moment in your life. It's horrible.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song.
Every rose has its thorn.
And the next one I wanted to include way back in Instant Drum Intros episode, but when I played it, I noticed there's a gargle noise before the drum fill intro. El Scorcho by Weezer.
Public enemy, why you wanna go and do me like that? Come down on the street and dance with me.
I'm a guy like you, so please, hello, I'm here, I'm waiting. I think I'd be good for you, and you'd be good.
And one more Weezer song that starts with the vocals, which I've included in a bunch of episodes. And I think it starts with a W before the band kicks in.
Hey, kids, do you like that rock and roll?
Yeah!
All right. Okay, all right, that did it. Just the first two rows, all right?
Yeah!
Ready, going up to my house. On the program this evening, Weezer is on the show. Weezer. Weezer. This is how dumb I am, or maybe just because I'm getting old. All week long, I thought it was Tweezer.
What's with these homies dissing my girl?
Speaking of Buddy Holly, here's someone speaking of Buddy Holly and speaking to Buddy Holly in 1958, and I like his jazz thoughts.
This is Ronnie King. At our WGH Teen Time microphone, we have with us Buddy Holly. Hi, Buddy.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you. Buddy, could you tell us some of the big records that you and your group have had?
Well, we've had That'll Be the Day was our first one, then Peggy Sue followed it, and along with Old Boy and Maybe Baby, and then Early in the Morning. And in our latest one, It's So Easy.
You've sold quite a bit. Do you know the total number of all your records, how much they've sold so far?
We don't have any idea, Ronnie, of what's sold. We figure somewhere around 4 or 5 million, somewhere along there.
4 or 5 million, tremendous volume of records. How many are in your group?
There's three of us.
Two, the Crickets, and mm-hmm. yourself. How did you happen to get started?
Well, we met in high school, I guess you'd say, in Lubbock, Texas. That's our hometown, and we all went to the same high school there. And started playing together there.
Long star state.
Uh-huh.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
And what about the Crickets?
Well, Jerry Allison, the drummer, is 19, and Joe Malden, the bass player, is 18.
18. Mm-hmm. And listening to you, Buddy, it seems like y'all could do something in jazz. Have you ever tried anything along that line?
No, we hadn't. It's strange that you should say that, because we've always made it a point to more or less not like jazz, actually, and it's kind of in conjunction with rock and roll in one way, and then it's kind of against it in a way.
You know? Yeah, that's so true. I didn't mean to imply that your music you've played so far, I don't know, for some reason you sort of strike me as a jazz man for some reason.
Well, it's probably the glasses or something.
It could be. Brubeck, man.
Yeah.
Do you have any special plans for the future?
No, we don't. We didn't, in the way of bookings, we don't know what's coming up for us after this tour. The last night of this tour is 3 nights from tonight in Richmond. And then we don't have anything in bookings there. And then our new release will be out in a few days. It's a choral release entitled Heartbeat, back with Well All Right.
Heartbeat, that's the number we'll have to watch for. Finally, buddy, you know there's many mediums of that you can present yourself to the entertainment field, such as the stage and the records, nightclubs. Which do you prefer the most?
I prefer the one-nighter tours such as we're on, the large rhythm and blues type package shows.
You feel that you can get the most out of your audience.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can do your four or five songs, and really, I mean, it feels good to play to an audience that's watching instead of an audience that's either interested in something else, like in nightclubs. You know, there's a lot going on that sometimes they're interested in something besides the act on stage, and then in your dances, well, they're more interested in their dancing, of course.
Yes, you can feel your audience a lot more. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
Good thing, Ronnie.
And here's the vocal intro to Rave On by Buddy Holly. Before I get any messages about forgetting this one, it actually doesn't qualify because there's some tape noise at the start of Led Zeppelin's Black Dog before the vocal intro, so it doesn't count. And you can check it out here.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
So back to the 1950s for a second with a huge vocal introed song. And for my love of dogs, because Black Dog didn't make the grade. And here's comedian Milton Berle interviewing Elvis in 1956. And I reckon they were allowed to joke so much more on TV than they are now. It's so weird how words coming out of a human's mouth going into someone's ears can cause so much damage these days. Stupid cunts.
Yes, sir, here he is, the new singing sensation all over the country, Elvis Presley.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class, well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class.
You're screaming about. I want it the way they're flipping their lids, these girls down here. I don't know, like. I want to tell you that beat with your foot is absolutely sensational. I want to ask you something, Elvis. If I did that thing the same way you did it, do you think I could get all the girls the way you do?
Well, it might not help you get girls, but at your age, it'll keep your blood circulating.
At my age. Make me feel like a used car. My taillight may be dragging, but my battery is still charging. I'll tell you. I want to. What do you do with your hair? With Tony, do you use his?
Prom.
No plugs, you know? I want to tell you, how can I get these girls to scream over me this way? I really mean that. How can I do that?
Mr. Burrow, I don't think you'd like it.
I wouldn't like one. What do you mean?
No, I mean, I don't like it. All these girls screaming, always tearing your clothes off, and always, you know, trying to rip you apart, always trying to kiss you. I don't like it.
You don't?
No, I...
Someone must have stomped on his head with those blue suede shoes. You must be kidding. Are you kidding? You don't like it?
No, I'm not. I tell you, I'd rather have a quiet type of a girl, someone more sedate, someone that'll calm me down and relax me, you know?
You don't want a girl, you want a Milltown.
That's what you think.
Really, Mr. Burrell.
Yeah?
I'll tell you the type I dig is someone like that Deborah Padgett.
I can't hear you. I'm next to you, but I can't hear you.
I said,
I love this guy. Somebody like Deborah Padgett?
Somebody like Deborah Padgett.
Oh, you like that type? No, look.
Man, she's real gone.
I know she's real gone, but look, Deborah Padgett, Elvis, she's not in your league. You know what I mean? No. Stick to Heartbreak Hotel and stay away from the Waldorf. You know what I mean? Elvis, she'd never go out with a guy like you. I mean, she's much too sophisticated. You know what I mean? She's, you know, very ultra. Not only that, you got mothers with her all. Beautiful woman, really, and I'll prove it to you. She's not too sophisticated for you. Deborah, would you come out here, please? Deborah. Pass. Deborah Padgett, I want you to meet Elvis Presley. Well, how you feel now, man?
Cool, man.
I like that. She kissed him and he feels cool. This I don't. You better get ready for your next number, your hit record, and we'll be right back to you. I'll see you later. Yeah, dig you.
Dig you later.
Oh, there goes. That's my.
We are back. Up until a steady there, dear. Up until a few years ago, Bill Withers was a highly skilled craftsman. What do you think he was making for a living, believe it or not? Toilets. And he decided it was time to become a professional singer and songwriter, and he had a string of hits called Lean On Me, Grandma's House, and he has a new album out called Adjustments, and he is hosting the Midnight Special on NBC. Somebody stole the record. Which follows the Tonight Show on March 22nd. Would you welcome, please, Bill Withers.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know.
Here's a triple-headed rabbit hole of Freddie Mercury-related single vocal intro glory. Two of them are huge and one is a little bit lesser known.
I thought it was a lot of fun, but yes, I did have an undercurrent feeling of, oh, aren't we talking about danger here? Because we were worried about Freddie at this point. And I think that feeling lingers, but it's become, I'd say, almost the most successful Queen track as regards what people play in their car or play at their weddings or whatever. You know, it's become a massive, massive track. It's a sort of anthem to people who want to just be hedonistic. And I have to say, kind of a stroke of genius from Freddie.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. Feel alive, and the world I'm turning inside out. Yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy, so don't stop me now. Don't stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time, having a good time. I'm shooting star, leaping through the sky. Defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car, passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, go, go. There's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light.
There's a man there, you know. He's the host of the show, and you'll find that he fucking hates choirs.
Oh, fuck off, mate.
And I think we were all just mildly shocked because it sounded so kind of arrogant. But of course, it only takes a moment's thought to realise that We Are the Champions doesn't just mean me and my pals, it means all of us. And so it was, I don't know how much Freddie realised it would be allied to sporting events and stuff, but obviously it was a gift for a sort of team spirit anthem. But, you know, it came from him, and there was a kind of delicious arrogance to Freddie. And I think, if I'm truthful, I think, you know, the very first meaning of it probably was that we were, that, you know, damn right, we were dragged through all kinds of hell by people, but we would emerge victorious.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my shouts and kicks in my face.
Let's check how awesome these harmonies are.
On, 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 on. We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers, 'cause we are the champions of the world. It's so easy, but I can't do it. So risky, but I got a chance it. My money, that's all you want to talk about. I can see what you want me to be, but I'm no fool. See the
anyway, Happiness is a Warm Gun, as I've said many, many times, was from the cover of a gun magazine which George Martin had in the studio when we were making a double album. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it had Happiness is a Warm Gun on the cover, and on the cover it had a picture of a gun that had just been shot, was smoking, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought, how incredible the fact that Happiness is a warm gun that's just shot something, yeah, or somebody. And that's why I wrote the song. The first half that's called She's Not a Girl Who Misses Much was something I was writing vaguely connected with Yoko. It was just when I was first meeting her. And these are all different segments of songs, and I just wove them all together, different songs, stuck them all in one piece and made like a little miniature
collage. It was
collage, yeah. You know, like instead of an album collage like Pepper, this was all done in the one song. And it went through the different styles of rock, and it also was about a gun, not about heroin or anything. And those days I had no idea about heroin. I'd never seen it, nor knew anybody that had ever touched it or taken it.
Mm. Well, we're out of tape on this reel.
Okay.
This is Howard Smith. We'll be back with John and Yoko just in a few seconds.
She's not a girl who misses much. Oh, yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane.
The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust. I need a fix, 'cause I'm going down, down to the bits that I left uptown. I need a fix, 'cause I'm going down. Superior jumped the gun. Mother 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 Superior jumped the gun.
Happiness is a warm gun.
An Aussie song, which I did use way back in episode 18's 4x4. It has a great vocal intro and also a bridge count that I missed in episode 3. And it's Powderfinger, Already Gone.
You've been working all your life, all weekends and overtime, while you're trying to unwind. You can't relate to the leisured life. Another day meanders by, keeping nature's table time. All these things just pass you by. You can't relax in a scheduled life.
That record was cut on tape, and we primarily recorded this record live with Robert, Eric, and I in a room, and Scott kind of off in an ISO booth singing along. And it surely is a time capsule. Looking back at this stuff brings back some really, really great memories. The studio was owned by the Captain and Tennille, and Tony Tennille, that is, she occasionally would bring us in some freshly baked cookies. She was so sweet and so kind, and I'll always remember she brought us in a big plate of cookies, and as she was leaving, she looked at all of us and said, "Okay, boys, now make some hits."
I am smelling like the roses somebody gave me on my birthday deathbed. I am smelling like the roses somebody gave me, 'cause I'm dead and broke.
I am
And I can't work out if this one is a single voice. It sounds a little bit like Paul McCartney doubled, but I'll chuck it in anyway. Can't buy me love.
Makes you feel alright. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love.
Couple more Beatles contenders.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me? For I have got another girl.
On paper, I shouldn't like this song because it has the line, I look at your pants and I need a kiss. And it also has a bass solo, but added up by the Violent Femmes is a cracking solo vocal intro song.
Day after day, I will walk and I will play. But the day after today, I will stop and I will start. Why can't I get just one kiss? There'd be some things I wouldn't miss. If I looked at your pants and I need a kiss. Why can't I get just one screw? Why can't I get just one screw? Believe me, I know what to do, but something won't let me make love to you. Life for just one day.
I reckon I missed this bit in the stuttering episode.
Mama, 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 mom, have you kept your eye on your son? I know you've had problems, you're not the only one. When your sugar left, he left you on the run. So, mama, 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 mom, take a look now, look what your boy has done. He's walking around like he's number one. So he went downtown and he got all my guns. Don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. Don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. You know you got my sympathy, but don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. Don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me.
Here's another one that I was 100% sure was a single vocal intro, but there's actually a little piano chord before Freddie Mercury sings the first line. And Somebody to Love. So that one's out. And here's a couple of all-time classics that need no introduction.
Da 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 da
Arms of mine, they are lonely, lonely and feeling blue. These arms of mine, they are yearning, yearning. I'm wanting you, and if you would let them hold you, oh, how grateful I will be.
I know I said they needed no introduction, but I'll give them an outroduction if there's such a thing. It was Little Richard's Tutti Frutti, Van Morrison's Jackie Wilson Says, and Otis Redding's These Arms of Mine. And the Cake song, The Distance, is also a single vocal intro.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Midnight Oil's Pitches, From Species to Species, is also one.
I just wanna walk through paradise.
Another Aussie song is AC/DC's Kicked in the Teeth.
Two-faced woman with your two-faced lies. I hope hope your two-faced liver made you satisfied. You told me, baby, I was your only one. Why you been running around town with every mother's son?
Couple of Arctic Monkey songs from their debut album. First up, we have Riot Van.
So rolls a riot van and sparks excitement in the boys, but the policemen look annoyed. Perhaps these are ones they should avoid. Got a chase last night from men with truncheons dressed in hats. They didn't do that much wrong, still ran away though for the laugh, just for the laugh. And please just stop talking, 'cause they won't find us if you do. Oh, those silly boys in blue. Well, they won't catch me and you. Have you been drinking, son? You don't look old enough to me. I'm sorry, officer, is there a certain age you're supposed to be? 'Cause nobody told me. And up rolls the riot van, and these lads just wind the coppers up. They ask why they don't catch proper crooks. They get their address and their names took, but they couldn't care less.
And the second Arctic Monkey song is probably my favourite from their debut album, From the Ritz to the Rumble.
Last night these two bouncers, and one room's alright, the other one's a scary, and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing, how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say behind the go through to the bit where you pay, and you realise then that it's finally the time to walk back past 10,000 eyes in a line, and you can swap jumpers and make another move. It's still in your brain, you've got something to prove to all the smirky faces and the boys in black. Why can't they be pleasant? Why can't he have a laugh? He's got his hand in your chest, he wants to give you a dub. Well, secretly, I think he wants you all to kick off. He wants arms lying everywhere and balls as well. It's just something to talk about, a story to tell you. Sunday. And that girl's a different girl today.
that song in my garage. I used to smoke cigarettes in my garage because I couldn't smoke them in the house. So I had this little welcome mat that said go away on the floor next to a boombox, a bunch of tapes, and then just a pile of cigarette butts. And I'd just sit there smoking the guitar. And I came up with the melodic idea. And then wrote the lyrics after I went on the campaign trail with Senator John Kerry when he was running for president a long time ago. And I wrote the lyrics after coming home from that. And then we recorded it and we shelved it.
Yeah.
We didn't think it was any good.
That was something Dave had done a demo, pretty much a music demo, not without words. And then we sat and we fiddled with the music for a bit and then did it really early on in the making of that record, In Your Honor. And then we got done with the, we thought, well, we were done, I think. And our manager came to the studio and we played him everything. And we thought for sure No Way Back, I thought for sure No Way Back was gonna be like, that's the best, that's the single. Long since forgotten, nobody even remembers that song. We didn't even barely play it anymore.
And our manager came to listen to stuff and he's like, where's that song that says, the best of you 100 times? Just pound it into their head. It's like, oh, that? Really? Is that any?
I've got another confession.
Next one definitely qualifies, but I'm going to save it because I'm planning a Talking in Songs episode.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you can get what we had here.
Anyway, that will do for this episode. I'm sure there's a bunch more out there, but that's just what I could think of off the top of my head. As always, thanks for listening. Please let a friend know if you think they would like the podcast. And my band, Pretty Follies, has an EP out on Monday next week, which is March the something, March the 4th, so you can check it out on Spotify. And I'm going to finish the episode with a song that we've got on the EP called She Comes Undone. And speaking of coming, I hope to be able to come in your ears again. So thanks heaps for listening, and I'll see you soon. Bye. We'll be right back.
Fandango, can you hear me?
You are a fucking star, aren't you? Yes!
Okay, so this is important. The client has expressed that he'd really like you to...
Oh, fucking hell, you've done it again, you cunt! Press the button!